In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm Father Celso, and we're continuing with the new era. This is part one, and we are on volume 12. April 26th, 1921. And Louisa says, I was in my usual state, painful state. And Jesus came for a little while. And drawing me stronger to himself, he told me, my daughter Louisa, I repeat to you. So here Jesus is stressing to Louisa, this important part of living in the divine will. And most people don't understand this. He says, I repeat it to you, do not look at the earth. Okay, there's much worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin because of the fallen state that we're in. And the earth needs to be purified. And so Jesus says, I repeat it to you, do not look at the earth. Now, why Jesus says this is people are filled with this worry, and it doesn't help anyone to continue to worry. Jesus said to his apostles, do not worry. He says, does worry add one moment to your life? And Jesus says, of course it doesn't. And then he said, stop worrying. So don't look at the earth, okay? During this Advent season, Jesus is saying to us, focus on the things of heaven, no longer on the things of earth. So this is very, very important to live in the divine will. There will be things of the earth that will bother you, and you'll be thinking about them. You'll be murmuring in your head. And Jesus says the murmurings in your mind, he says, are disturbing to me because Jesus lives in peace, order, and tranquility. Jesus lives in that purity of heart. So Jesus says, let them do what they want. Now, that's a hard thing for us to understand. A lot of people have ministries, and they want to change people. And Jesus says something that's different. He says, let them do what they want. A lot of people believe that their ministries are helping people. And Jesus says, what the saints have done for the last 2,000 years is put band-aids on situations. And what God wants to do is he wants to transform the face of the earth. And he says, this is what the divine will is for. Not just to put a band-aid, a medicine that you continually have to give, but a complete transformation, a complete, as he says, transmutation. This is what God is asking for. So he's asking us to focus on this abundant life, this new era. And he shows us how and why this is going to happen as we read and study and put into practice these truths. A number of people have said to me, no, I have a ministry, and this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to focus on. And again, this is helping people. This is having people continue to limp along. I'll give you a crutch, then you can walk a little better. And Jesus says, I don't want, he says, now is the time for the leg to be completely healed, completely restored, so you don't need a crutch. This is why he's saying, let them do what they want. You know, in our families, we pray for our families, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners. And unfortunately, you can't change their minds. You would like to, but they want to do what they want to do. This is the human misery. This is the human will. And, you know, we encourage them, pray the rosary, go back to Mass, go to confession. Jesus says these are medicines to help help humanity until the kingdom comes. Once the kingdom comes, he says, you're not going to need the medicines. You will be perfectly healed, perfectly restored. So Jesus wants the miracle of miracles to happen. And that is that we begin again to live the life that Adam lost. To begin again to live this abundant life of being in God's image and likeness, where there is no need for medicine. There's no need for ministry. It's to live in the kingdom. So that's what Jesus is showing Louisa. Let them do what they want. If they want to make war, so be it. You can't change your family. You'd like to. You see they're on the way to perdition. But Jesus is saying the kingdom is coming. I have to get the world ready for my return. That's why what he said to Saint Faustina, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. So what Jesus is saying to us is you have to begin to understand, as Our Lady told Bruno in 1947 in the Revelation, Our Lady of Revelation in Rome, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of this era. The new era is coming. The new, a new beginning is coming for mankind. So he says, if they want to make war, so be it. When they get tired, when they exhaust all the evil, he says, I too will make my war. So God is allowing everything to happen because God wins. He has to give the devil a chance. That's why he gave the devil 100 years. And when Pope Leo the 13th had the vision in 1884, what did the devil say? I give me 100 years of that to destroy your church. God says, you have it. Why would God do that? Because God knows he's going to win. God's going to win. And the devil's going to lose. But he has to give everybody what they want. He gave the devil hell. And he gives our family members what they want. And if they want to live in misery, they want to live in fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, God says, you have a free will to choose it. We use our free will to say to God, I no longer want to live in my human misery anymore. I want to live in God's holy divine will. So he says, I too will make my war. Let their tiredness and evil, their disenchantments, their disillusions, the losses that they will suffer, that will dispose them to receive my war. Now, God is saying the angels are coming. The demons are here. The angels are coming. He says very, very clearly, my war will be a war of love. It's not going to be a war of blood. It's a war of love. And he says, and my will descend from heaven into their midst. So Jesus is promising the kingdom, and it's going to come. And that's why Jesus is asking us to live in this abundant life now, not to worry, not to be fearful, not to be anxious, not to be complaining, not to be negative. And he says, begin to live this abundant life. Now I'm going to give you the weapons of love, to begin to live this life. Now, where do we find the weapons of love? It's as we read, as we study, as we put into practice this book of heaven. Jesus is teaching us to begin to live this abundant life. So he says, she says, all of your acts and those of the others done in my divine will wage war on mankind, will wage war on creatures. But it's not a war of blood. They will wage war with weapons of love, giving them divine gifts, divine graces, divine peace. God is going to do this. And he's going to supply us not with the weapons of the saints, because the saints did the will of God in their humanity, in a saintly way, in their humanity, in a good way, in their humanity. The fallen state that Jesus redeemed. Now Jesus says, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to give you divine gifts. Now think about that. divine gifts of grace, of peace, of love. This is going to be happening with all of us. He says very, very clearly, they will be given such surprising things as to astonish all your family, all your friends, all your neighbors, all the nations, all the ungrateful who do not go to God. What's coming is so amazing. What's coming is so magnificent. Jesus says that these weapons of love that he's going to give us is going to astonish everyone. So he says, this will of mine, this militia of heaven, will confuse mankind with these divine weapons. It will overwhelm mankind and will give mankind the divine light. We're going to see from a different perspective, from a divine perspective, from Jesus's point of view. They will give them a divine light in order to see, not evil any longer, but the divine gifts and the divine riches with which I, God, want to enrich mankind. What's coming is so magnificent. And Jesus says, I'm going to show you the way and the how this is going to happen as you read, as you study, as you put into practice the book of heaven. So this is, God wants to enrich us again with the divine qualities that Adam possessed, the divine qualities that the Blessed Mother possessed, the divine qualities that Jesus possessed, that they gave to Louisa, and now God wants to give to us. So the more that we can read, the more that we can focus and enter into this gift, so that Jesus teaches us every day as we read, we are going to be enriched. So he says this, the acts that are done in my most holy divine will carry the creative power of God within themselves. The acts done in my divine will carry the creative divine power of God within everything that you think, say, and do. Jesus is going to teach us how to live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, the life that Adam had before the fall that they gave to Louisa. They will be the new salvation of man, new salvation of mankind. And descending from heaven, they will bring all these divine goods upon the earth. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. What did Jesus say to Faustina? The final devotion is my divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Why? To help us enter into this gift of the gifts, this book of heaven. Reading, Jesus, I trust in you. Studying, Jesus, I trust in you. Practicing, Jesus, I trust in you. We're learning this divine perspective. Why? When you learn to do your acts in the divine will, Jesus says it carries the creative divine power of God within themselves. With each act, every thought, every word, every deed, this will be the new salvation of mankind. And descending from heaven, they will bring all the divine goods of God upon the earth. They will bring the new era and the triumph over human iniquity. What's the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? It's that her children resemble her son. Image and likeness. That's the triumph. Where do we get this triumph? It's by reading and studying the book of heaven. Jesus says this, therefore, multiply your acts. This is your acts and your rounds. When you begin in the morning with your prevenient act and then your actual acts throughout the day, fusing yourself with God, binding yourself with God. He says, these things that you do in your acts will form the weapons, will form the gifts, will form the graces so as to be able to descend from heaven into the midst of creatures, into the midst of your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, and will wage a war of divine love upon them, and God will win. That's what's coming. So our Lord is looking at us, and our Lord is saying to us, are you ready? So we'll end with that. And may the blessing of Almighty God come upon us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.